I can't with you. Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Heist and Slice, a true crime podcast where one week we talk about a heist and the next we talk about a slice. I'm Nora.
And I'm Shelby.
And we're back from our hiatus.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Shelby did a heist. She went to jail for a while. Now she's back.
Nah.
She heisted somebody's heart.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just over here taking care of my mental illness, guys.
Then she really is in a relationship now.
Kinda. I don't know.
It is.
I mean.
Uh-uh. We don't need to share too. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we got tonight, shall
we? Be back. All right. And so today.
Probably not better than ever.
Just no, mediocre. We're probably going to be a little rusty.
Okay.
All right. So today we're going to talk about Carl and Grace Browder. Browder.
Can I see?
Yeah.
I can't read your handwriting. Is it B-R-O-W-E? So Browder.
Yeah. Browder. All right. So not much background information. So we're just going to jump right into
it.
My
favorite kind.
All right. So Carl is 26 and Grace is 23 years old. And this is 14 miles southwest of Owensboro, West Louisville, Kentucky.
Woo, Kentucky.
So, we're in Kentucky.
I mean, really, we're like not that far away from them.
Alright, we're going to go to January 9th, 1929. At 2:45 p.m., Grace, dressed as a man, and she has a pistol, and Carl has a submachine gun. They walk into the Farmers Bank of West Louisville. Carl has on overalls and a jacket, aviators, and a helmet.
There's aviators and
apparently. There's another word, but I honestly couldn't tell you what that word is.
Can I see? Not that I'm going to be able to read it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that is. But anyway, so they're dressed up. You know, Grace looks like a man, and Carl looks like he just, I don't know, came in on a jet plane.
Maybe he was leaving on a jet plane.
That too. But, okay. Shit, I'm so sorry, guys. A little rusty. Carl yelled, "I got something for you, mister," at Martin O'Brien, the bank cashier. Grace then took the submachine gun and said, "Don't move a finger or you'll get it."
Man.
Okay? And they stuffed all the money in a sock. Which
it must have been one big ass sock.
$838.
Oh, okay.
Which in today's time would have been $12,000.
Okay. So it's a lot of money, but when you think about it.
Sock. Don't worry, darling. I got a sock for the money.
It's got a hoe in the toe.
Okay. So they have a sock of $838. Then they took Henry and his 14-year-old son outside at gunpoint.
Oh. Hold my sock, please.
I can't. Two boys walked by, and Carl told them to leave. They hesitated, and Carl fired in their direction. And then a man started to run towards the scene, and Carl let bullets fly. And he seriously wounded one person. And, yeah. So, they jumped into a car, and they dropped 42 cents, and that is the only money that has been recovered.
Oh, from so they got away with it.
Yeah, except for 42 cents.
Out of the toe of the sock.
That is only money. Who gives them change? Like,
I bet they were just like, here, take it all. Put it in your sock.
If you're robbing a bank, why are you going to waste your time with pennies?
I mean, it was 1929, so.
42 cents.
How much was 42 cents back then, though? I mean,
oh, you know what? Let's look it up. How much was 42 cents back in? What was?
I wonder if the sock was clean.
Probably not. It was 1924. 29. Okay. How much was 42 cents.
They lost 42 cents, but the bank got that 42 cents back.
That's all they got back.
Mm-hmm. They went home and hid that sock underneath that mattress, didn't they? How much is it?
Let's see.
$5.
Well, you can only do a dollar, but a dollar back then was 15.
Okay, so.
So, they got, like, what, $6 back?
From their sock.
$6.
This is going to be terrible. We're so sorry, guys, but. Oh, a sock. Hey,
so, yeah.
They got somebody robbing somebody with $6 back.
Okay. So, the Browers fled, but the car was stuck in the mud.
Okay, so did they go on foot?
So, they ended up ditching the car and held up a ferry to take them across the Green River. And the submachine gun was recovered near the ferry wrapped in a sweater, hiding in the bushes.
So, they ditched their sock and their sweater?
No, they kept the sock.
Oh.
They got rid of the submachine gun.
Okay.
42 cents and a sweater. 42 cents.
Here's your tip.
You were great today, guys. Thanks for playing your role of the victim.
Do you think one of them slipped their sock off because they forgot their bag at home?
Here, honey, don't worry. I got this tube sock. Oh, God.
We gotta get off the sock.
Okay, so then they take a ferry across Green River. And they leave a bunch of evidence behind. Like, they're not very smart. At the time I was researching this, which has been like a couple months ago, they kind of compare them to a generic version of Bonnie and Clyde.
A very, but very generic.
But I don't really see it as a very, like, I would not compare
them.
This is
like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, definitely. Bonnie a Buick and Clyde. Coupe was stolen and soon discovered near Central City. The police found a bag with a man's clothes with the monogram. And the women's clothes had monograms on it.
Oh.
And, that's when the sheriff said, and I quote from a newspaper article, "The little robber was a woman."
The little robber.
The little robber. And then the monogram shirt led them to Carl Brower. He'd been in... I cannot read my handwriting.
Jail? Where you at? I'll help you. I can't read that. I'm just joking.
Oh, he was in Hayesville the day before the robbery and later seen in Owensboro. Friends of Carl told the police, and his wife lived along the Green River but hadn't seen them in a while. Soon the police discovered an Atlantic phone number and got two warrants and headed south. So I guess that you could do that back then, living in Kentucky, get a warrant to search a house in
right.
Georgia, uh-uh. Apparently. And so 4 days later, the police end up in Georgia, and they arrest Carl and, what's her name, Grace? Yeah. 4 days later, they were indicted on February 4th. Carl's trial started on February 13th. Hatcher, the guy that was running the cash register, pointed him out at Carl and said, "That's the man who shot me down." And, but the trial ended with a hung jury.
Okay.
Which means they couldn't agree upon a verdict.
So did they get off scot-free?
No.
Oh, okay.
So on February 15th, Grace went to trial. It lasted 35 minutes, and she was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Oh. That's not very fair, because yeah. She's a woman.
Yeah. Making her the first woman convicted of bank robbery in Kentucky.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What? The sock.
With a sock. The hole in it. The hole in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The 42 cents left behind. All that was
you
recovered.
Know, I can't help but think, if they would have just had a pillowcase, they could have just hid all their evidence in the pillowcase. You know that they couldn't put nothing else in that sock.
Also, if you're going to commit a crime, why are you parking your car in the mud?
Shelby, there was only dirt roads back then.
Was there? I don't fucking know. I wasn't alive.
I don't know either.
No, I feel like that's not
was
right.
Was there roads? Was there paved roads? Watch.
Okay, I'm going to
Google. My parents going to be like, you all need to research.
When was paved roads a thing? first used by poor Google search history. When did they start paving roads?
In the 1800s?
Yeah! So, okay, I was about to say. And the only reason I was like, I'm pretty sure there was paved, is because The Greatest Showman, they have got paved roads.
The Greatest Showman. Of course they do.
And that was set in the 1800s.
It was set, but it was also filmed in like 2016.
Anyway. Yeah, again, if you're going to rob a bank, why would you park your car in the mud?
When maybe that's your getaway car. Maybe they weren't used to having a car. Maybe they were poor and they had a horse at the time. So well, I bet they borrowed Meemaw's car and got stuck in the mud and stole Meemaw's sock off of her line when they went to go rob the
bank. Also, if you're going to rob a bank, why are you going to use a sock with a hole in it? That just cost them like
$6. I bet they pulled that off her foot. You know they, honey, wait, I left our bag in the car, it's stuck in the mud, let me just take my sock off.
Get your socks off, Carl, we're gonna need it.
Poor money.
Didn't you say he had overalls on? Why didn't they just shove it in the pocket of the overalls?
Because they handed the tail of the sock to fill it up. Could you, honey, you're not gonna believe what I did at work today. I got shot and filled up a sock.
God. That the worst part was filling the sock up because it stunk. He must have took it off.
Okay.
We don't condone this at all, guys.
No.
But it's funny.
Don't use a sock.
No, just don't do it.
Anyway. Okay, so on February 15th, she was sentenced to 20 years in prison, making her the first woman convicted of bank robbery in Kentucky. Now, 11 days later, on February 26th, Carl went back on trial, which this time only took the jury 45 minutes. He got 18 years. And
why'd she get so much?
Well, he got 18 years for the robbery, plus 5 for shooting the cashier. So
he still got less than she did.
Well, she got 20 just for robbing. He got 18 just for robbing, plus 5 for shooting.
Oh, so she, I thought you said 26. I thought you said she got 26 years.
No. On February 26th is when Carl's second trial started. Okay, so 3 years later, which I don't think my math added up, but anyway, I can't remember how many years. But anyway, on June 15th, 1933, Carl attacked a guard and was shot to death.
Carl, no!
So, he didn't end up serving that long. Let's see, it was what? 29th.
I bet if Carl had a sock to 30, protect him, he wouldn't have gotten shot.
So he spent about 4 years before he got shot.
Poor guy.
And killed. Yeah, he didn't have not a really sock.
I mean, if you attack a police officer, I mean, you know, that's all on you, Brian.
Now, in 1930, Grace, along with two other women, escaped from the prison, but were recaptured 2 days later.
Guess they never watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
After serving 5 years, on April 4th, 1935, Grace is given parole.
Oh.
And apparently I stopped my research there. But I think she died of natural causes. Like, she lived a long life.
Stopped my research.
Apparently I was like, that's it, I'm done.
So this is as short as the sock was.
Well, there really wasn't a lot of information. Like, I remember doing this research and it being a pain in the ass because I actually had to go back and read articles, like newspaper articles from back then.
This is a good one, though. But it's about, I mean, let's see. Owensville's probably, 45 minutes from Nicholas County?
Yeah.
If that. So, 45 minutes from us. I just said where we're from.
I mean, yeah. Cool. You want the address?
No.
178 Main Street.
Carlisle County.
Kentucky. 40311.
No, you don't give the zip code.
You want my phone number?
No, they don't.
Okay, anyway. So, yeah, that is Carl.
That's how Stranger Danger
and
happens.
Grace Browder. Which is pretty cool. I mean, she was the first woman convicted. I mean, she only served 5 years. She was sentenced to 20.
I liked it. I wish I had known what happened at the end.
I'm going to assume she lived a happy life after that and stayed out of trouble.
It's okay. We were only talking about that heist anyway.
Yeah, so.
They got away with $12,000, today's money.
But they left $6 behind. 42 cents. That's all that was recovered from this heist.
Well, yeah, they spent that money. No, it's underneath their bed.
42 cents. It's in another song. It's in the right sock.
They took the left sock, put it in the right sock, shoved it up underneath their bed. And now
somebody's going to find a sock which is $800 in like...
old money.
$42.
It's probably dust now. They're going to look in this sock and be like, man, that's a dirty sock.
What the fuck is that? But anyway, I actually do have another heist. So, we may have to re-listen to this and may have to re-record this.
No.
I don't know how aggressive this is. But anyway, so we're going to do another heist because that one was kind of short. And I had another heist ready. So, this one's also like a short one.
Is it funny too?
No.
Okay. Is it sad?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember. This is how much research I have on it. It's one little index card. Alright, so, this is, hashtag the cell phone bandit.
Hashtag cell phone bandit. Is this like current?
This was 2005.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about Candace Rose Martinez. I don't think I said that right. Is that Martinez?
Martinez.
Son of a bitch. Martinez. All right. Anyway, so in October and November of 2005, at the age of 19, Candace robbed four banks in Virginia. So she was kind of came from an abused home, and she started seeing this guy. And they were like, man, our problems could be solved if we just robbed a bank. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, I'll do it. You know, I'll rob the bank. So they get a bag, a shoebox, and they put a note on the shoebox that says, you have 40 seconds to put all your money in this box. Don't make any sudden movements. Okay?
What is with you and putting money in shoes and socks?
I don't plan these heists.
Okay.
I mean...
This fits perfect with the Alaska.
Her boyfriend, Dave C. Williams, at the age of 19, was like, all right, I'll do it. So they pull up to the bank, and they go to do it, and he just starts freaking out. He's like, I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not going to, like, no. And she's like, all right, you pussy, and just goes and does it herself.
That's aggressive words.
So she walks into the bank, like, super calm, and she's on the phone the whole time with her boyfriend. And there's videos of this, and if you watch the videos, you would have no idea that this person's being robbed because she's just so like,
nonchalant.
I'm here, just here's my stuff, just blah, blah. So she puts the box on the counter and she's just still having a casual conversation on the phone with her boyfriend, and the teller is just like, oh fuck, and just starts filling the box up, and then she just walks out. That's it. Like, no one would have known. And she robbed four banks, a total of $48,620.
Dang, fit in this one shoe box.
Over four robberies.
Yeah, but dang.
But they left 42 cents at the scene.
Did they really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Stop it.
And, you know, they were 19 years old. They wasn't used to having money. And everyone knows that after you rob a bank, you shouldn't go spend your money. You lay low, right? Because, you want to lay low.
Right.
Lay low. And so they ended up buying a new car. They bought this really expensive dog.
Oh, yeah.
And then the dog got sick, so they had to use a lot of vet bills. Always go for a mixed breed. Anyway, the police were like, all right, it's something fishy. Let's look into them. And so on November 14th, 2005, Dave was arrested. And Candace was arrested on November 15th, 2005. And she pled guilty to two felony charges. And on March 3rd, 2006, she was sentenced to 12 years with 5 years probation and $43,000 in restitution. And, yeah, there's actually his videos. If you just type in cell phone bandit, you can see the videos of her walking in. Like, she's super calm. And when I was doing the research, all the police officers were like, yeah, she was very calm. And, like, when she got arrested, she just was like, yeah, I did it. It was me. Yeah,
that's called the millennial... like, I don't, What am I looking for? The millennial way of thinking. Like, they have no fear.
Yeah.
We have no fear. I have fear, y'all. I don't want to go to jail.
No, I don't want to either.
I mean, I think that I would do okay in jail, but I don't want to have to know.
Four banks.
Wow.
And they may have gotten away with it if they didn't spend so much.
So she's still serving time.
But I'm not really sure, because you probably would have saw.
2015 or 2005.
She got sentenced to 12 years. Uh-huh. This was 2006.
Okay.
With 5-year probation.
With a 5-year probation.
But I also feel like, because she didn't have
so she's probably out.
She didn't have a weapon. And I feel like she got a lot because she is Mexican.
Yeah. Maybe race.
Yeah. Because,
well,
she didn't hurt nobody.
Well, and also, women tend to get more.
Because I think about this, those four white boys from Kentucky tasered a woman, tied her up, stole a bunch of books, went to New York to try to sell them, and only got 7 years.
Well, also, that's also in Kentucky.
I know, but still. I don't know. I feel like if she had been a white woman, she wouldn't have gotten that different. Much.
I mean, if you think about it, 12 years, I know somebody that was convicted of murder that got 12 years.
Yeah, and she just robbed a bank. I mean, she robbed four of them. But, I mean, she didn't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. I'm not saying she should go rob a bank.
I think he got 18 years, but still,
don't rob a bank. But,
Just make good choices, people. Don't hoe people up with a sock.
Yeah, or have a hole in it and lose 42 cents.
Thought it was 82 cents.
42.
Oh.
And then I have a mini, mini heist. Do you want to hear my mini, mini heist? So, in 1980, two teenagers take a wire hanger into the Met Museum in New York City. And they notice that the Ramsey 6th ring is kind of like, the case is kind of open a little bit to where they can slide that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they take the hanger in there and pull that ring out. And they walk out of the museum. You know how they walk out of the museum? One of the fucking kids puts this Ramses the 6th ring in his fucking mouth and walks out with it. In his mouth.
In his mouth.
Nora, in his mouth.
In his mouth.
Blech. Ugh.
Well, don't you think it was probably cleaned?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, still, I'm just
it
saying.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Disgusting. And they sold it to a jeweler.
Look, I can't say it because of you. Yeah.
Jeweler.
Yep.
On Lexington Avenue for $4,000. And then this dude calls the museum and was like, hey, I got your ring and I'll give it back to you for $80,000.
Ooh.
And the Met's like, all right, cool. What's your name? Where you at? And they called the police. And he was arrested.
So them teenagers got some money, huh?
The teenagers got $5,000 because they sold it to the Lexington Avenue guy for $5,000 because he knew what it was.
Did the teenagers get in trouble?
I think they just got like I know the guy that blackmailed him got arrested and served time for blackmailing.
Yeah.
But I think the teens were probation and they had to do like community service.
Probably pay back the money.
But still, this motherfucker puts it in his mouth and walks out. I'm sorry, Norbert, but if we are ever in a museum and you say, put that in your mouth, I'm not going
to
do it.
Shelby, I can 100% guarantee you that I'm never going to say those words to you.
Don't.
I don't know that I've ever said, Shelby, put this in your mouth.
You have handed me a Tic Tac once and said, girl, put this in your mouth.
Okay.
I had really bad vomit breath from throwing up because I had way too much alcohol. That.
It's probably true, though.
Yeah. It was either you or some stranger was handing me pills, but somebody said take this.
Oh, my Jesus. Well, this is why we've been off for a month.
No. Yeah. It's great.
Life's happened.
You got 3-in-1 today, guys.
Yeah.
So that makes up for my 3 episodes that I missed. What about you, Nora?
Where's yours? Do you want me to do 3 next time? I'll do 3 little ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll make up for it.
Yeah. I'll do 3 little ones, but they're going to be gruesome.
Son of a bitch.
You walked into it. No, I want to do really gruesome ones. I'm going to do suspenseful, dun-dun-dun, what really happened ones. To leave you guessing all night what happened, Shelby.
What happened, Nora?
I don't know.
What happened?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt me? Well, boy, I'm going to be here for a while if I have to go on and all hurt me. First of all, Mr. Selby,
no, fuck you.
Thanks for pointing out my speech impediment to the whole seventh grade, Mr. Selby.
That you no longer have.
Unless I'm, like, really drunk or tired.
Okay, guys, well, we have handles.
Everyone have a good night. Except you, Mr. Selby.
My Jesus, Shelby. We have handles. Heist and Slice Podcast. That's on Instagram. And then Gmail and Facebook is Heist and Slice. Same way it's spelled here.
Yeah.
Please send Shelby your animals.
Yeah, send me your animals.
She needs something to calm her down.
I do.
All right. Have a good day or night wherever you are.
Bye! Except you, Mr. Selby. Have an awful night. You alcoholic.